Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington City employee Keith Hinkle about his life as a Star Wars fan and a certified stormtrooper, and his comic book memorabilia collection on display at the Washington Public Library. This is part two of a two-part interview.
In a non-COVID year, how often would you usually go to events or get dressed up as a stormtrooper?
During a non-COVID year, there's obviously a larger presence around the Des Moines-Ames area just because there's more of our group that are in that area. In the outlying areas, we do get troops in Davenport and Dubuque and Iowa City. I've helped bring a couple troops down to the Washington area at the library, and again for Halloween when we were at Central Park, we were there. So probably around this area, an active person can have the opportunity to troop on an average probably one or two times a month.
You've put up a display in the Washington Public Library of collectibles and, you know, things of yours that are both Star Wars and other comic book related, and you helped sponsor a drawing contest. What compelled you to put this on for the library?
Well, the library, a little while ago, maybe a year or so ago, maybe two, I'm not sure exactly when, but they actually started a group of graphic novels that the kids could check out, which are a collection of comic books in like a soft or a hardbound. So they're not the paper copies, they're more of a book. And I thought maybe this would help generate some interest in that and maybe open some people's eyes to comic books, really not only just for little kids, that they can be a good source of literature for everyone and a collectible and you know, kind of bring back a little bit of the childhood maybe, and hopefully generate some interest for the library section of those books that the kids can check out.
Do you hope maybe you'll do this on a repeat occasion during the month of May?
It is something that the library has expressed that they would like maybe to try to make an annual thing, yeah, and I would definitely be for that.
I mean, the Star Wars franchise has continued onwards and onwards, you know, in different sort of reboots and many other branching out of other different focuses and TV shows, books, what have you. But what do you think has kind of kept you in love with the Star Wars franchise?
Oh, it's the storyline. You know, a lot of people say, well, that's, you know, it's not a very good story. I always thought it was an excellent story. And it's something that really meant a lot to me when I was a child. So, you know, the movies as they're coming out now, you know, and the reoccurring characters and all that, it's just a draw. You know, when it's there, it's there, I guess.
What does your family think of your membership of the 501st Legion?
My family is all for it. My wife was not originally on board with it when we find out the overall cost of it. When we first talked to the 501st Legion, which I was introduced at a Comic-Con up in Chicago to them, I didn't even know the organization existed until I talked to them up there. And we kind of thought, man, you know, that's, we kind of looked into things and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money type of thing. And we thought, yeah, probably not. And I went back a year later to the Comic-Con up there in Chicago again and, you know, talked to them again. And my wife kind of said, you know, you really look really interested in this. And I said, oh, my God, it just looks so cool. And she's like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's build something. And so we were kind of on board there. And then since then, two of my boys have made TIE pilot costumes and also achieved their approval. So it's a family thing.
You know, if you could go back in time and share something with your younger self there when the first Star Wars movies were coming out, if there was anything you could share with that kid about all that's happened since then and everything, what would you tell him?
I would tell him to be a lot more careful with the toys that he was playing with.
Yeah, didn't treat them as nicely as he should?
No, they were not treated collectibles. They were treated as toys that were very, very heavily played with. And just to think back, I mean, you know, the amount of stuff that was lost or thrown away or broken to try to replace now, it just would be astronomical. You know, if I could have half the toys back that I had when I was a kid, I'd have one awful, impressive collection.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington City employee Keith Henkel about his life as a Star Wars fan and certified stormtrooper and his comic book memorabilia collection on display at the Washington Public Library. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.